20 years ago, I found myself on foreign territory. It was off the coast of Chile. My new wife and I were going to a two-day party for New Year's Eve. And we were the only gringos there. We were going with a buddy that I used to live with down there. And we didn't know anybody else. And we get to the party, and it's a typical South American party. Barbecue, lots of drinking, dancing, a lot of fun. And I find myself in this conversation with this huge guy who looks scary, beat up, and his Spanish, I don't understand a word he's saying because he's really drunk. And it turns out he was, for the last 20 years, he was an all-star, captain of an all-star rugby team, all-South American team there, and just a really tough guy. And he's like grabbing my hand and he's like, feel my nose, and he's making me feel a smash nose, and he's got ribs jutting out, he's like, feel this, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing a lot of like nodding and stuff because I don't really know what he's saying, but I'm touching him, so, and I finally get out of that conversation, and his wife comes up, and she's got this like kind of a witchy vibe to her, and she wants to dance with me, so I'm dancing with her a little bit, and she's pretty drunk too, and I mention that I'm newly married, and I point out Shelly, my wife, and she looks right at her and she just goes and walks off. And right after that's happening, their 11-year-old boy has full beer cans and he's throwing them as high as he can above the dance floor, and they're coming down and hitting people on the shoulder and stuff, and no one's doing anything. And so we're like thinking, what kind of place did we just roll into? We don't know these people, and apparently they're crazy. So we finish that party out, we go to sleep, and in the morning, Shelly wakes up and she goes, I had this crazy dream that the big guy took me out into the woods on horseback and he killed me, or me. She said, and the witch girl poisoned her. And I'm like, oh, great, so that's our new vibe energy we got for the rest of the day. And we're taking the party from that house where we're inland farther to the middle of nowhere, and it turns out it's this couple's house we're going to. And on the way, Shelly starts to get sick, and we're kind of joking that it's like, oh, it's the poison from the witch. And we make it to their place. It's surrounded by old orchards, and there's like an abandoned chicken farm by it. It's kind of a creepy place, middle of nowhere. And I set up my tent in the yard. They all start partying again. There's girls sunbathing. Guys are throwing up potted plants, and they're shooting with shotguns like right over the girls, like right in the line of sight of the girls. Zero safety at all. Their 11-year-old at this point points a .22 at me loaded with his finger on the trigger, and he's just kind of laughing at it, and no one's saying anything. And then he goes and shoots a rabbit, tosses it on the fire in front of us, and so that's the vibe I'm feeling right now. Like crazy. And later on, as it gets dark, there's like a dog fight, and they're like hitting the dogs and taking pictures and stuff, and it's getting a little crazier. People are getting drunker, and eventually they have this like really nice outdoor meal that we go to, and we're eating there, and Shelly at this point is really sick, and she's just kind of picking at her food, and we start getting this vibe that the gals who spent all this time preparing these meals are maybe thinking that we're just rude Americans, right? And so we're getting their vibe now that we're rude. And then after dinner, more drinking, more partying, and then that witchy girl wants to take me up on her porch and she wants to dance with me. So it's just her and I up there, and we're dancing, the music's blaring, and she starts dirty dancing on me. And I'm looking at her crazy huge husband and her kid and stuff, and I'm like, I'm not going to dirty dance with this girl, right? So I'm trying not to, and I think I'm making her mad or something because I'm not really dancing. She's dirty dancing on me. And she looks over at Shelly, and she points at her, and she goes, like that. I'm like, what is going on here? This is crazy. So I'm kind of starting to get this vibe that maybe they don't like us. I don't know. But, so I go, it's time for bed. I'm getting the hint, right? We go to bed, and what I didn't realize is when I set up my tent, I like set up the tent right here in the yard, and the party is like right here in the yard. So where we're going to sleep is basically still in the party. So I roll into the tent with Shelly, and I realize two things. One, I have to pee. Two, I forgot a sleeping bag. No problem, we'll put our clothes down on the bottom of this little tiny tent. We'll both sleep on our clothes, and we'll pull one sleeping bag over us. And as we're getting that ready, I hear chaos outside, and there's like an argument, and there's boom, a shotgun blast. And I'm like, what is that? And then it gets closer to the tent, and more arguing, and I'm kind of starting to freak out. And then I think I'm picking up this Spanish from this guy because he's drunk, and I can't barely understand him. That he's pissed at us for being rude, going to bed early, the dinner, all this stuff, and I think he's like really pissed that he's got a shotgun. And then I hear, no, 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 boom, another shotgun blast. And at this point, I'm actually freaked out. And I put a tent stake in my front pocket and one in my back pocket. And I'm like, if he comes in here, I'm going to attack him. And I also realized I also still really have to pee. But I can't go outside now because this guy wants to kill me, right? So I'm going to wait it out. And eventually the chaos dies down. They go back to partying. But I can't go out there because if he sees me, he's going to remember I exist. And he's going to attack me or something. So now I got to wait out the party, which is a South American New Year's Eve party, which you can't wait that out. Like, it just goes, it goes forever and ever. So I'm waiting as long as I can. I realize this is not going to happen. I'm going to have to pee. So the only thing we have is a gallon Ziploc bag that had toiletries in it. And I'm like, I'm in a tiny little tent. I'm doing the little like thing. And I start peeing, and I'd waited so long. It's just glorious, like just peeing forever. And it feels so good. But I realized at one point that the bag's not filling up at all. And there was a rip in the bottom of it. Now all of our clothes for the next day are covered in pee. I'm covered in pee. My wife's covered in pee. Sleeping bag's covered in pee. Everything's like a little mini pee tent. And I still gotta, like, I can't deal with it. I gotta wait out the guy, right? He's gonna come. So now I gotta, like, sit in this tiny tent with my wife covered in pee forever. I'm waiting it out, and eventually they go to sleep, and I can toss my clothes and stuff outside, and we get a little bit of sleep, and then I'm woken up to the guy going, Jesse, like, let's go on a horseback ride. And I'm like, there's no way you're taking me in to kill me. Like, it's not going to happen. So I got to wait in my pee tent longer until he finds someone else to go with. And then eventually he does, and I get out. And then the funny thing is eventually I did go on a horseback ride with him. He didn't kill me. And I found out that the argument wasn't an argument. It was just drunk partying and, like, New Year's Eve partying. And the dog fight was a dog fight, but it wasn't like an organized dog fight. They were trying to break it up. So, like, all this stuff that had happened was a little bit crazier in my head than it was in reality. So I guess that's what I have to say, is I realized that fear can take hold of you. Even though there was a lot going on and you got to be safe and stuff, fear can take a hold of you and really ruin the whole thing. So.